WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us. Prioritizing your mental health. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like your mind is constantly buzzing with to-do lists, worries, and the endless scroll of social media? Yeah, me too. That's why I wanted to talk about how we can find some calm in the chaos and make our mental well-being a priority. It's not selfish, folks, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car without checking the oil, right? So why would you neglect your most valuable asset, your mind? Now, let's get real for a second. We live in a world that often glorifies busyness and hustle culture. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to do more, be more, achieve more. But here's the truth. Burning yourself out won't get you anywhere but feeling depleted and miserable. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we prioritize our mental health in a way that actually sticks? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the wild world of modern living with more clarity, resilience, and peace of mind. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening right now, your thoughts, feelings, sensations. Think of it like a mental workout. When those anxious thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment, then gently guide your focus back to the present moment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. Trust me, even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to say no? Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your time and energy. Learn to politely decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. 3. Move your body, free your mind. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful mood booster. Even a short walk in nature can do wonders for your mental clarity and stress levels. Find an activity you genuinely enjoy, dancing, swimming, hiking, and make it a regular part of your routine. 4. Heal your body, feed your soul. You wouldn't put junk fuel in a high-performance car, right? Treat your body with the same respect. Nourish yourself with whole foods, stay hydrated, and limit processed sugars and caffeine. Remember, what you put into your body directly affects your energy levels and mood. 5. Cultivate connection. We're social creatures by nature, so don't underestimate the power of human connection. Reach out to friends and family, join a club or group that aligns with your interests, volunteer in your community. Building strong relationships can provide valuable support and boost your overall well-being. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed, maybe work deadlines piled up, personal issues were stressing you out, or you just couldn't seem to catch a break. Remember that feeling? That's the classic example of neglecting your mental health. Now imagine if, instead of letting those overwhelming emotions take control, you had taken some time for yourself, gone for a walk, meditated, or simply called a friend to vent. It might have been just a small shift, but it could have made all the difference in how you handled that stressful situation. That's the power of prioritizing your mental health. It's not about avoiding challenges, it's about equipping yourself with the tools and mindset to navigate them more effectively. So, take those steps today, try a meditation app, set some boundaries, go for a walk in nature. Small changes can lead to big results. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up as your best self mentally, emotionally, and physically. And trust me, the world needs more people who are prioritizing their well-being. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and let's make this week amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear. And if you have any takeaways or stories about your own mental health journey, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.